بذارید من این گوشیم رو هم وصل بکنم که با صدای بهتری شاید بتونم اینجوری با دوستان صحبت بکنم و کمکی به کارمون بشه اینطوری.
آجی خوبه، الان صدا عالیه.
حالا الان ببینید الان بهتر نشد صدا؟
چرا استاد صدا الان خوبه؟ هیچ مشکلی هم نداره.
خیلی هم عالی، خیلی خوب باشه. پس متشکر از همه دوستان. خب let's start our discussion today, and as we have spoken about it in the previous section, you're supposed to put your comment on the topic of our previous session. So do we have any volunteer to start with him or her, please? دوستان اگه خاطرتون باشه ابتدای کلاس قراره که بحثی رو اگر در مورد جلسه قبل به ذهنشون میاد که به صورت تکمیلی بگن در خدمتشون باشیم. So do we have any volunteer please? Who wants to take the lead? Okay, it seems we have no one volunteer, so it means...
excuse me.
Yes, go on, Mr. Haj Mohammadi. I hope this time your connection with us is enough stable to assert your comment and to speak with us.
Okay. I want to talk about...
Unfortunately, again, technical problems are appearing. So I don't know why these problems are usually emerging while when our friend is speaking. We don't have your voice, unfortunately. Okay. Maybe he's not aware of the problem and just is speaking at the same time. I don't know. Mr. Raj Hussaini, do you have my voice? I think the problem refers to the internet you are using because it's the second time that we are facing with such a technical obstacle, so it means your internet is not enough fast or stable to establish a voice connection with us. So the problem comes back to your connection, as I guess. If later we find you with no problem in terms of your connection with us, so we can refer to you again, and we can return to you, in fact, to have your voice and your comment on the topic of previous session. So there is no problem to return to that topic again. So let me start with speaking about the topic of today's session, which is lifestyle, if you remember. In fact, we were supposed to have a discussion about and around this great idea of lifestyle and its relations with humanities as a whole. So as we know, world is changing so fast, and nowadays, as we all know, in fact, lifestyle is not something out of our attention. It has become a crucial part of our lives, an important aspect of our today's life. So in fact, the way we live, the way we are facing with each other, the way we eat, the way we live, the way we manage our works, the way we experience stresses in our life, our daily habits somehow, our social connections with each other. So many things around us are directly or indirectly in connection with our lifestyle. In fact, this issue of lifestyle has affected our health, our happiness, our success, almost whatever we are experiencing, to some extent, has a connection, has an effect to our lifestyle. And I can say modern life brings many challenges around us. It has made so many challenges for us. Of course, it has helped us to overcome so many challenges of the traditional life before the beginning of modern life. So we have overcome so many challenges, but we have faced so many new challenges because of the modernity and because of modern life we have. So something like a stress from our workplace, when you are going to your workplace, it's really normal to experience a form of stresses. Or unhealthy food choices. We have sometimes no choice but fast food. We have no choice but factory-made foods. We have no choice but those kind of foods which are made in a procedure which are not healthy. So many things like that. Something like less physical activity that we are experiencing nowadays, something like constant digital distractions. We are losing our lives while exploring pages of internet, exploring Instagram, exploring Facebook. These constant digital distractions that we are expressing days by days. Somehow one can say minutes by minutes, because before going to bed we say goodbye to our mobile set. The first thing we do usually after waking up in the morning is just saying hello to our mobile set. So this kind of issues has brought many challenges to our life, and in fact these factors really can be the source for serious problems like obesity. You know, obesity yani chaghi mufrat, yani ma tu farsi migim farbehi. Or anxiety yani اضطراب. Or so many diseases, mushkilat faravan dige. But from other side, one can say that a good lifestyle can help us to stay healthy, to have better physical life, to have both physically and mentally a better form of life, a higher quality of life. So it can improve, in fact, our quality of lives. And but it's not limited just to our personal life. In fact, lifestyle is not just about the way that we usually manage our personal life. It also has so many effects on our social life, on our common life in the public sphere. Public sphere, fazay umumi, asay umumi. In fact, lifestyle, or our choices in terms of our lifestyle, the way that we choose to have a lifestyle, impact something like environment. So environmental problems, environmental solutions, environmental pollution, all issues around environment are somehow related to the way that we choose to have a lifestyle or we manage our lifestyle. Sustainable living, such as reducing pollution yani aludegi, or saving energy, or choosing eco-friendly products like not using recyclable issues, not recyclable materials, chizay ghayr qabil bazyaft istifade nakonim. All issues like that, in terms of our approach toward a good lifestyle, can help our society can help our environment to protect itself. In fact, we can protect our planet, یعنی سیارمون رو دیگه. In fact, protect our generations, our, let's say, future generations. So generations by generations, we are supposed to share this globe, جهان, globe. So it's not fair, it's not acceptable, it's not in accordance with justice to misuse the world we have, to misuse the globe, to misuse the resources of the world by choosing bad lifestyle and not letting the future generations to have a good life as they deserve it. اونا هم آیندگان هم مثل ما deserve و در واقع صلاحیت دارند به اینکه یک زندگی خوبی داشته باشن. In fact, paying attention to lifestyle as I see it is not just about personal well-being. It's not about our personal private life only. Yes, it's about our personal well-being. It's about our personal life. But it's not limited to that. It's about creating a better, creating a healthier, creating a more, let's say, balanced world. A world which is more balanced for almost everyone, for almost all generations. And the issue that we have to care about it is that fact that to change your lifestyle, you don't need to change it completely. You don't need to change your life completely. Somehow, small changes in our daily habits. Habit هم یعنی عادات دیگه. Small changes in our habits can make such a big difference. And it can be reflected in the way that we are supposed to protect our environment. So let's speak about this issue. Why lifestyle matters in humanities? I think lifestyle is such a key topic when it comes to humanities because it shows how people are thinking and are behaving in our society. It's not just something superficial, limited to small pieces of practices which has no connection with the way that we live, the way that we think, the way that we behave. In fact, our lifestyle has sophisticated aspects, complicated background. So it is related to humanities. By studying lifestyle as scholars of humanities, we have new chances in front of ourselves. Like we can understand our culture, our values, our social changes, our identity even, and the relations or relationships that we have around ourselves. So focusing on our lifestyle as scholars or scientists of humanities can open new horizons in front of us. Horizons like understanding how lifestyles can reflect people's beliefs. You know, the way that you think is representing itself in your lifestyle or your tradition somehow, or our choices which are coming from the side of our historical habits. So it can reflect or it should somehow reflect itself in the way that we live, which is our lifestyle. So such a study about lifestyle can help us to see differences in different societies, and it can help us to see what different societies can consider important rather than something else. So in a society like Iran, some values like family-oriented values are more important, but maybe in another society like Western societies, this kind of values, this kind of culture-based family traditions are not as important as we think. So social changes also can get understood with focusing on lifestyle in terms of humanities, studies in humanities. In fact, changes in our lifestyle can be seen in so many different aspects of a society, a common society, like technology or work habits. So this kind of issues are evolving over time. If we return to our society several decades ago, lifestyle was completely different. There were no internet around. There were no satellite around. So in a society like that, people used to manage their life completely differently. I can remember when I was a child, TV programs were considered so important. We had just two channels of TV, channel 1 and channel 2. So when channel 3 started to broadcast هفته پیشم فکر کنم صحبت کردیم، یعنی پخش کردن، حالا هم پخش کردن تو فضای رسانه، هم پخش کردن به معنی سرکیولیت و منتشر کردن. حالا زمانی که شبکه 3 اومد اصلا تحول عجیب بود، ما نمیدونستیم با این خوشی چجوری کنار بیایم که مثلا آدم تلویزیونو که باز میکنه که اونم از بعد از اونها معمولا برنامه شروع میشد، ما علاوه بر شبکه 1 و 2 شبکه 3 هم داریم، یعنی من فکر میکردم رو ابرا دارم راه میرم. So our lifestyle has changed during times and even something like how people are dressing, are eating, are spending their free time. Issues like that, so many issues like that can be seen. These kind of issues can shape our identity. It's not just something isolated from us. So one can say, okay, there is no importance to know or to study fashion, because fashion is something superficial. Superficial یعنی دوستان میدونید حتما دیگه دوستان سطح زبانشون خوبه. Superficial یعنی سطحی. Someone can say, okay, it's so superficial. It's not important to know how people are approaching towards new forms of fashion. But it's not right. In fact, our fashion forms can make our identity, and it has some great and strong connections with people around us. It can establish a kind of identity that lets us to be connected to others. So it's not something with no value to get to be a matter for a study in humanities. Okay. In different issues we can speak about it, but let me return to our friend and ask them to take the lead and speak about this issue if you like. دوستان اگر کسی میخواد صحبت بکنه در خدمتیم، بفرمایید. Okay, no one.
Can I speak?
Yes, please. Yes, yes.
I hope that technical problem not long for this moment. It's not long. It's not last for this moment. About this issue that you talk. As you mentioned, our lifestyle is very, very different from the past. And I think that although we have to realize the value and the importance of humanity in all its branches, and we have to be in accordance with the world, we shouldn't disregard our magnificent and deep culture. It is very important that we pay attention to our culture. In our present situation, we can neither pursue people to accept the traditional norms. And also we cannot expect people to accept the norms or norms of the modern societies. It is up to the sociologists that find a solution for so many problems that we have that seem unsolvable. Many problems, behavioral or social problems that our society face with. And also cyberspace, in today's cyberspace has a great impact and influence in people's identity, people's lifestyle. Especially the young are very, very very influenced by cyberspace. Unfortunately, cyberspace has had very destructive effect on family life and the social structure goes on toward the Western culture, and it's not good in my opinion.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. You mentioned such an important issue. I really appreciate it. Yes, as you mentioned, in fact, if I remember, you spoke about the way that we are supposed to respect our own culture, while also it's so important to be open when it comes to modern life as well. So you are right, in fact, and we need to think of our culture, but also we need to welcome new ideas. We should make a balance between these two, a society, in fact, that doesn't change. Excuse me, someone is calling me just for a second. ببخشید من توی کلاس هستم. سلام علیکم. میتونم تماس بگیرم؟ بله بله ببخشید. ممنونم. خداحافظ. خداحافظ. Yes. As I mentioned, I didn't remember my sentence. I'm supposed to make a new one. Okay. We need to think of our society like a tree. Let's make this metaphor story. A tree. So a tree has its roots, but also it needs to grow up. It needs to welcome changes. And just we have to be proud of our traditions, but don't be afraid of new ways which are emerging in the horizon. دوستان emerging من امروز هی چند بار بزنم میاد اینو میگم. Emerging یعنی آشکار شدن. امرج هوریزن هم یعنی چیز دیگه. دوستانی که فلسفه میخونن گادامر میخونن فیوژن آف هوریزنز گادامر میگه که ترجمه میکنیم به تقریب آفاق. هوریزنز یعنی افق ها. So we should be proud of our habits, our traditions, but we should not be afraid of new ways of life. So we need a balance. So the balance is such an important issue. And we have to keep in our mind that without acceptance of some forms of changes, at least a society cannot stay alive. So change keeps a society alive. And it's really important. And also I can provide you with just a simple example, which is, of course, easy to understand it. There is no ideological logic behind it. But such an example can help us to see how it's important to think of tradition while we welcome newcomings. So we can eat our traditional food. No discussion. If you like traditional food, please eat your traditional foods. But try it to be healthy. So if you face a new recipe which is healthy, please try to upgrade yourself, upgrade your diet. Diet am yani regime. So you can keep your values, and at the same time you can learn from others and change them when it is needed. And if I am right, you mentioned something about media and internet. So I think the internet, the social media, has also big benefits. You mentioned how it can be problematic. Yes, you are right, but it can be so beneficial as well, especially, and because we are all working in the field of, or in a variety of different fields of humanities, especially when it comes to conversation. So starting conversations across a given society, which is really important. As we know, Habermas has a theory called deliberative democracy, and it is associated with another theory he has formulated with the title of communicative rationality, aqlaniyat irtibati. So this theory and deliberative democracy, along with that theory, are stressing on the fact that without a society with so many different critical conversations, there is no way for having a democracy. So this media, these new social media cannot be plural, it's just media, and it means so many media. Okay, without it, we cannot connect to each other across distances. Our country is such a big one, so our real public sphere is not physical, but it is on internet. So we cannot share our ideas, we cannot learn from new perspectives, we cannot discuss so many different topics in terms of our social life, in terms of our politics, in terms of our philosophical understanding of the world, whatever we prefer, whatever we like. In other words, let me summarize it. We cannot build a community. We cannot build our communities. So within these communities, communicative rationality can take place. Just imagine a farmer in a far village, how he can talk with other people, other farmers, let's imagine, in that society, in a given society, without having an access to internet and this space. So good conversations need a background, and internet has provided us with such a great background. In fact, our online life nowadays is not less important than our physical life. Okay, thank you for your idea. If anyone wants to start to speak, please take the mic. Go on, please. Do we have any volunteer? I really appreciate Ms. Ashrafi for her participation. I really appreciate it. Okay, anyone else, please? No one. So there is an expression in English which says, no news is best news. So because there is no volunteer, let's go on. Okay, so as I mentioned, in different aspects of humanities, lifestyle is such an important topic to be discussed, such an important topic to be studied, and such an important topic to be at the focal center of our discussion. Because lifestyle, in fact, connects our culture, our different aspects of society, and it's a really, let's call it a vital topic. Vital to Sanyani Sarzende. It's a vital topic in humanities. And by studying it, we can comprehend our behavior, which is the matter of humanities. We can even improve our behavior. We can improve our society, let's call it. So that's the duty of humanities. So in different terms, in social media, in work life, in health and well-being issues, in so many different issues, in terms of economy, in terms of urban issues, in terms of rural issues, مسائل شهری, مسائل روستایی, rural, urban, poor, rich, economy. Let me speak about it in detail. So we can start with sociology or social studies. So I start with a question. Why sociology need to examine lifestyle? Why lifestyle is important for sociology? Okay, I think lifestyle mostly is important for sociology when it comes to humanities. In fact, in humanities, paying attention to lifestyle is mostly appears in connection with discipline of sociology, and lifestyle is a crucial topic in sociology and social studies. That's because it helps us to understand how people live or interact. So the shape that our society has, in general I can say, the shape that our society has, the form that our society has, is somehow in connection of with variety of different lifestyles we are exercising in our society. So social behavior and norms are representing themselves in lifestyles. And also people follow different lifestyles because of their behavior and because of their normative approach toward issues. So from two sides, lifestyle is important in sociology. Also, it's a topic for sociology. When we are studying a society, we have to examine lifestyle because it gives us valid information which are needed for our studies, like class. So people are presenting themselves in a society, are presenting their class, social class, with their lifestyle, or at least lifestyle can be a kind of window toward detection yani tashkhis, detection of different social classes. So to see forms of equality or inequality we have to focus on lifestyle. Differences in lifestyles are letting us to know about richness or poorness of people, or the way are people living in a rural area, مناطق روستایی, or in an urban area, مناطق شهری. So focusing on lifestyle in our society, in our sociology, or in our social studies can reveal یعنی آشکار کردن, can reveal economic gaps, can reveal social gaps, can reveal political gaps, can reveal ethical gaps in so many aspects. تو تمام اینها این شکاف‌های اجتماعی رو نشون میده. حالا اون جامعه شناسی لیپست و مطالعه شکاف‌ها رو هم که دوستان دیگه بلد هستن. Culture, identity, so many things are in connection with lifestyle when we are studying it by standards and methodology of social studies and sociology as a discipline. So the way people dress, eat, work, even let me say the way that people are relaxing. Okay, when maybe it comes to the mind of our friends that relaxation has no value because it means you are doing nothing. But even I think to do the act of relaxation, which is a social act, personal social act, to do the act of relaxation, you are following forms of lifestyles that are available around and valuable for you. So our cultures, let me say our cultural values, our personal identities are inside our lifestyle and are formulated inside our lifestyle. So shifts in lifestyle is important when it comes to sociology. As our friend already mentioned, we have a new digital life nowadays. So it has influenced heavily our lives, heavily our social order. نظم اجتماعی ما رو کاملا تحت تأثیر قرار داده. But it's not limited to something like digital life. Work habits. We have new work habits. Freelance workers. الان خیلی از ما فریلنسیم دیگه, فریلنسریم. فریلنسرها کسایی هستن که دوستان در خونه میشینن کار میکنن. بعد از کرونا هم که دیگه خیلی این باب شد دیگه. طرف میشینه خونه با یه کامپیوتر. الان من و شما این کار تدریسمون یک خصلت فریلنس داره, یعنی شما تو خونتون نشستید. حالا من البته در پژوهشگاه هستم, ولی به هر حال اون physical structure is not existed here. We are using digital life, even family structures. So many things are affected by lifestyles and shifts in terms of our social life are taking place within frameworks of lifestyles. In fact, lifestyles show how societies evolve. دوستان evolve یعنی ارتقا پیدا میکنن. Evolve, evolve. And also we study power and control in sociology by focusing on lifestyle. So lifestyles can say something about power in a given society. Who is influencing others? Who are influenced by others? Who is changing lifestyles? Who is accepting new forms of lifestyles? What are the mediators? In چیزایی که واسطن, instrument ها, mediator ها, اینایی که این تغییرات رو هدایت میکنن, leading میکنن, کیا هستن؟ Media, corporations, governments, یعنی همین شرکت ها دیگه, big companies. So sociology has to study this kind of hidden forces، اینا نیروهای پنهانند، یعنی نحوه های تغییر در سبک های زندگی ممکنه یه بخش هایش آشکار نباشه، اینا hidden forces، نیروهای پنهانی که در کاره. Like the structure، like language، like so many things. So by analyzing lifestyles، sociologists، those who are scholar in this discipline in fact، can gain real world insights. Insights رو من دوستان فکر میکنم بهترین ترجمه‌ای که میشه براش گفت بصیرته. Real world insights میشه بصیرت‌های واقعی، بصیرت‌های این دنیایی، یعنی بصیرت‌هایی که ابستراکتیو نیست، ذهنی نیست، معطوف به امر عینیه. But this kind of insights are into human behavior، are into social changes، are into different forms of life that we have in our society. So by focusing on lifestyle in sociology, if I want to summarize what I said, I can say that we can make a more relevant and practical society, a more useful society. یه جامعه اندیشیده تر، عمل پایه تر، مرتب تر، این رو میشه به هر حال دنبال کرد. اوکی. I'm afraid no volunteer we have, but if you want you can take the mic and speak. If not I can go to something else and I can speak about philosophy, the discipline of philosophy and lifestyle. It's go on please, Ms. Ashraf, go on.
Dear sir, I have something to say to my friends in this class. Yes. I want to say that this class gives us an opportunity to improve our language. I want you, all of you, not to feel shame or not feel shy, and be brave and try to tell even one or two sentences. I myself, I'm not so satisfied with my knowledge of language and with my conversation. I know that my conversation is weak and I'm not so strong in conversation because I don't live in an environment that have opportunity to talk with foreigners or speak English. So little by little, it's naturally that my conversation, my speaking is weaker and weaker. But all of us should be brave and don't feel shy. I myself, I'm trying to express some sentences, even if they are wrong, even if I'm forget some words in the middle of my sentences, but I try to be brave a little, and I want all of you to give yourself this opportunity to talk and don't be shy. Thank you
so much. I really appreciate what you've said and you are absolutely right. Do you have my voice? Yes, you have. Okay, yes, you are right. First of all, your English is good. You are good and you are getting better and better days by days as I see. And I just want to ask your friends to take your advice seriously and in fact try to participate more in our class. even if your English is not perfect, or let's say even weak, as our friend mentioned, still please participate. The point that our friend focus on, it was such an important one. In fact, we don't need you to speak perfectly. The point is to speak. To speak itself is an important issue which you have to keep in your mind. And by the way, our friend are supposed to speak at the end of our semester. So I encourage you to participate despite your language barriers, your language obstacles. So please participate. And I emphasize on speaking, and I think speaking can make perfection. Exercise makes perfection. And yes, you have to use simple direct language. It's not needed to be so sophisticated. Just use the simplest possible way that you can manage to do it. And again, I ask you to join the class and please speak up and don't worry about mistakes. Really, it's not an important issue. I'm not going to keep this kind of mistakes in a list. Yes, go on. You want to speak? Go on, please.
Excuse me, can I test?
Yes. I pray God to have a stable connection with you. Really, I'm eager to listen to you. Go on, please. Go on, please.
Excuse me, can I speak?
Yes, Mr. Desfuli. You're welcome as well. But what about our friend, thanks, Mr. Haj Hosseini, if I'm right? Am I right? His name was Haj Hosseini. It's maybe the fifth time in these two sessions, of course. He wants to speak, but there are problems in terms of his unstable connection with us. Okay, Mr. Desfuli, I think we don't have Mr. Haj Hosseini. Please go on, please. You. Please go on, you.
I think the relationship between society and lifestyle is deeply interconnected, which is influencing the other in the various ways. Here's a breakdown of their dynamic relation. For example, society shapes lifestyle, cultural norms, values, economic condition, technology, and law policy. For example, government regulation, health, education, laboral laws affect lifestyle choice, like healthcare. And lifestyle influence society. For example, changing demographics, consumer behavior, health and wellness trends, and philosophy and ethics, moral choice in daily life. For example, philosophy examines how individual justify their lifestyle and extension and meaning. Or, for example, history, evolution of everyday life. Historians study how lifestyle change across earth and material culture. For example, object like clothing, food, and homes reveal social values. And literature and art, for example, art movement and lifestyle reflection. Culture study, anthropology, and class or urban rural lifestyle, examine how geography shapes the community structure and individual behavior.
Yes, thank you.
من فکر می‌کنم که روی اینا تأثیر گذاره تو حوزه‌های مختلف. یعنی این شکلی داره تأثیر گذارش رو می‌ذاره تو این حوزه‌هایی که ارتباط داره و در واقع علم انسانی داره به این حوزه‌ها کمک می‌کنه این حوزه‌ها ازش ارتباط بگیره.
Yes, yes, you are right. You're absolutely right. Right. And as we know, in fact, there is a two-way connection between lifestyle and society. Sometimes yes. we speak about how society affects how we live, and sometimes we study how people's choices, I mean lifestyle, change the society. So when we study how society affects the way we live, we can speak about technology, economy, rules, regulations, as you mentioned, culture, urban life, media. And when we speak about how people's lifestyle can change a society, so we have to focus in our, I mean, humanities. We have to focus on trends. For example, now we have a trend towards veganism. More vegan restaurants are available everywhere, even in Iran. Or at least in there are some choices for vegans in restaurants, or like protests, different forms of protests. Now we have bike protests. این اعتراض ها و تظاهرات مثلا با دوچرخه دوستانی که خارج از ایران بودن زیاد دیدن. انواع اعتراض ها اینا هم سبک های زندگی دیگه، سبک های زندگیه که در واقع این مردم هن که دارن جامعه رو بر اساس سبک زندگیشون تحت تاثیر قرار میدن. مثلا تظاهرات با دوچرخه، خیلی چیزهای دیگه، یا مثلا health gym popularity. Nowadays in our buildings we have gyms, or even we have healthier cities, or remote jobs, as I mentioned, or autonomous cars, or online shopping. So many issues. So I can in short say that society gives us options, but we gives the society new forms of social life. So lifestyle not only can have its effect on people, but people by their lifestyle can have effect on the society itself. You are right, absolutely. Okay, thank you. I appreciate the presence of our friends in our discussion. Let me focus on philosophy. Of course, my friend Mr. Desfouli mentioned some forms of philosophical aspect of our discussion, but I go in detail toward different aspects of it. So there is a big question here. Why philosophy, I mean the discipline of philosophy, which is among the most important fields of studying in humanities, why this discipline must study lifestyle? I think lifestyle isn't just about habits, or let me go one step forward, even though it seems to be dangerous. I want to say lifestyle isn't not only it isn't just about habits, but also it isn't just about culture. It's like a window into a deeper or wider philosophical aspects of our life. It's like a door toward or into deeper philosophical even questions. So let me examine it. Let me explain it somehow. So when you have a debate over good life, the meaning of good life, so you can ask, is a meaning full life about pleasure, لذت, or it's about virtue, فضیلت, or it's about, for example, self creation. You are yourself, you are the one who has to create your good life. So develop creativity when it comes to the way that you approach philosophically to the world itself is determining the meaning of good life. زندگی خوب چیه؟ این زندگی خوب و لذت میسازه، فضیلت میسازه. اینا همه پرسش‌هایی هستند که به لایف استایل مربوطن دیگه. So different life styles can be studied. Go on, please. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, yes, why not? Go on.
How do power structure, for example, capitalism and Islamic regulation, limit or enable certain lifestyles? یعنی در برای این حکومت ها چجوری حالا محدود میکنن این سبک زندگی هایی که شکل گرفته رو بر اساس همین درخواست ها و اینها؟
Okay. Yes. Such
a. تأثیرگذار دیگه. یعنی الان.
Yes. Yes. For sure.
انسانی
for
که
sure.
قبول دارن روی این لایف استایل تأثیر میذاره دیگه.
For sure. You are absolutely right. I have my answers to your question, but I prefer to have a discussion with our friend. Then I will join your discussion and provide you with my answer. But before me, let me ask our friend to make it like a dialogue rather than a monologue. Anyone, please take a step forward and answer the question our friend said. Okay. Do we have anyone to speak about this issue? No one? Okay, I speak about it. Our friend asked about lifestyle and power. I think power is everywhere. In fact, everyday life is filled by power. So, government, or let me say governmentality, as Michel Foucault mentioned, governmentality, which is deeper than government, is controlling the way that we are living in this world. So it's not limited to what we eat, or even what we wear, or even what we consume. It's deeper than these issues. It's about the way that we define our existence in the society and in connection with the society. Who am I in terms of a person who is carrying an ID card of Iran, national card of this country, beloved country? So our political identity, which is originating from our philosophical approach toward the world, is somehow controlled by the governmentality of those who are the owner of power, like government, like corporations, like owner of big monies. So it's such an important issue, and it opens a window toward so many other questions. So you have conservatives or liberals, and their lifestyle is reflecting the way they are thinking. But let me go one step deeper. Why these people has choose to be conservative? It is in connection with the hidden structure of power. Why the way that our conservatives are behaving is absolutely different with the form of conservativity, for example, in the United States. So even though fundamental values are somehow the same, the presentation of these values in their lifestyle is so different. So this kind of questions can be understood when it comes to studying lifestyle from the side of power. Could I answer your question, Mr. Desfouli? Mr. Desfouli, hello, do we have you? Anyone has my
Excuse
voice?
Me. Are you asking again? Excuse me. Are you asking yes, again, please?
I ask you about what I've said. Did I answer you? That's enough, or you want to just add some comments, put some comments on what I've said?
No.
Okay, thank you. So, anyone else, please, to answer what Mr. Desfouli said. And, you know, in our society, the issue of lifestyle is so important. We have so many discussions and debates around lifestyle. Something like hijab, wearing hijab, something like new generations, which with no respect sometimes we call them Godzillas, which I am not following this kind of terminology and I'm against it. I'm not for it. So at least in our society, discussion about lifestyle is hot and important. We were speaking about lifestyle and philosophy. So as you know, philosophy is about understanding human thought, contemplation about human thought. Contemplation یعنی تأمل ورزیدن. یعنی فهم همراه با مثلا دقت و تعمیق نظر و اینها. So philosophy is about thought, is about values, is about existence, let's call it itself. As you know, Heidegger's discussion about existence. So lifestyle plays a big role in this kind of questions. You cannot think of values or thoughts or even existence without paying attention that you are presenting yourself in the society. So the way that you are presenting yourself in a given society represent your thought, your values, your existence. In fact, it means a philosopher has to study lifestyle to get into the meaning of life, to get into the meaning of ethics, morality, to get into the meaning of human nature. So different lifestyles reflect different ideas about what really makes life valuable or meaningful. Do we need simplicity to have a good life, as so many philosophers in ancient time were focusing on that? Or we need wealth? Or we need spirituality, religion? So philosophy is the one who is supposed to explore this kind of choices, this kind of questions, this kind of issues of discussion. So how people live is so important. But the most important issue when it comes to examining different forms of lives of people is their moral values. Because moral values are like fuel for the engine of life. So if our cognitive apparatus, دستگاه فاهمه, if our cognitive apparatus is the engine of our life, این اگه موتور زندگیمون باشه, our moral values, our ethics, اخلاقیاتمون, moralityمون, اونا are like fuel for this engine. اونا سوخت این موتورن. یعنی این موتور با اخلاقیاته. اخلاقیات هم دوستان همه الحمدلله استادید و بهتر از بنده میدونید. اخلاقیات هم در وقتی از دانش اخلاقیات خوب حرف میزنیم, منظورمون این نیست که داریم میگیم مثلا خوبی ها چه هستن و غیر از اون خارج از اخلاقیاته. اخلاقیات شامل اون نرم ها و انگاره های فرد صرف نظر از اینکه منی که از بیرون نگاه میکنم کدوما رو بپذیرم یا کدوما رو بد بدونم. یعنی حامل یک وجه لزوما مطلوب نیستش این اصطلاح مورالیتی، بلکه اون نظام ارزش‌ها و ایستارهای فرد رو داره مد نظر قرار میده. خب این humanity sorry we focus on morality, we study morality in philosophy, we have discussion about morality and here is our space in fact to study connection between moral values and people's lifestyle. So we have to ask questions like this: should we focus on happiness, duty, freedom, or something like this in terms of our choices in lifestyle, or our lifestyle is needed to be associated with something else without focusing on our happiness, without focusing on our freedom? We have to consider in our mind our moral values, we have to consider in our mind our ethics, set of beliefs. So our lifestyle is supposed to be in connection, in association with freedom or with morality, or the way that we are defining our morality. So lifestyle helps philosophers to have a rich debate about ethics, about morality, even about human nature. So we have to ask questions like, are humans naturally selfish, as Hobbes has contributed this theory in the history of political philosophy? We are naturally selfish, or we are naturally open to others and cooperative? Or even, are we naturally creative, or we are not naturally creative but followers? So observing lifestyles gives clues. دوستان clue یعنی گره میده، یعنی خط میده، یعنی راه میده. About this kind of issues, about our true nature, to whom? To philosophers. A philosopher can judge about these questions by focusing on lifestyle. And also speaking about political philosophy, freedom versus control, happiness versus suffering, this kind of issues. For example, you can ask, does our society shape our lifestyle so we don't have freedom, or do we choose our lifestyle freely so we have freedom? There are questions about freedom and lifestyle in the field of political philosophy. So this debate connects to philosophy's big questions on something really important. What is it? It's free will. A big question, a big issue of discussion, a big issue of contemplation in philosophy is free will. Almost everyone who has written something in political philosophy is forced to think about free will, irade azad, or as I said, happiness. So a philosopher can ask about the meaning of real life or good life, as I mentioned, and its connection with our lifestyles and lifestyle choices. So it can be pursued in different fields of our society. ببخشید من کلاسم، خداحافظ. So in terms of work, our work, you can ask about meaning of real life, good life in your work, in your relationships with your friend, with your partner, with your wife, husband, in your habits. So it shows what truly brings happiness in our life. Or let me say what really and truly can bring not happiness, but even pain in our life. So these questions are still, to some extent, with some aspects in philosophy and to the discipline of philosophy. So by studying lifestyle, let me summarize it. Philosophy can explore connections between us and ideas. And philosophy stays connected to real human experiences if it focuses on lifestyle. If it doesn't focus on lifestyle, it cannot stay in connection to real human experiences. So it will go to the desert of making abstract ideas. به صحرای desert, صحرای ایده های abstract و ذهنی در واقع سازی گرفت میفته فرو میفته. So it cannot be practical. It cannot be somehow meaningful. It cannot be in association with real life. Okay, so I think that's enough for philosophy. Now we can speak about political science or politics, if you like. Or if you like, we can speak about art. We can speak about history. Okay. Do you have any tendency to speak? دوستان کسی میخواد صحبت کنه؟
Excuse me, can I speak?
آقا یعنی من با تمام سلولام دوست دارم که این صدای شما قطع نشه صحبت کنید آقای حاج محمدی عزیز و خدا کنه صداتون خراب نشه اینترنتتون چون شما خیلی چند بار خواسته صحبت کنید ما هم شرمنده شدیم امیدوارم بتونید صحبت کنید بفرمایید من از شما میخوام بار بعدی که قرار شد صحبت بکنید اصلا دنبال پرمیشن نباشید اجازه نگیرید همون اولین بار که فضای صحبت براتون فراهم اومد به سرعت برق و باد صحبت کنید چون همش تلفنتون یا قطع میشه یا من نمیدونم مشکل چیه الان صدای من دارید شما چجوریه آقای حاج محمدی عزیز باور میکنید من میخوام با موبایلم شما رو بگیرم بعد بذارم رو صدای بلند که صدای شما پخش بشه چون شما چندین بار خواستید صحبت کنید نمیدونم چطوره که بعد نمیتونید صحبت کنید مشکل چیه مشکل فنیتون رفت نمیشه متاسفانه حالا اگه صدای منو دارید لطفا صحبت بفرمایید و اگرم صحبت رو تونستید بکنید دیگه نپرسید که صحبت کنید فقط صحبت بکنید که ایشالله بشنمیم حرفی شما رو چی شد؟ نمیدونم حالا دوستان ما در این مرکز آموزش های آزاد اگه میتونن ببینن چه مشکلی هست صحبت کردن آقای حاج محمدی واقعا من نفهمیدم چون ایشون اون اولشون میان صحبت کنن بعد انگار سیستمشون دیگه نارسا واقع میشه نمیدونم چطوره حالا اگر میتونید مشکلشون رو حل کنید بفرمایید خانم اشرفی
این مورد احتمالا برم بیان درست میشه استاد کنم
خب ازشون خواهش میکنیم که این کار رو انجام بدن بله حداقلش اینه که من میفهمم ایشون صدای ما دارن میشنون اگه برن و بیان یعنی حتی اگه نتونن صحبتم بکنن متوجه میشیم که این میگن چه خوش بی مهربانی هر دو سر بی الان من نمیدونم دو طرفه قطع شده صدامون یا یه طرفه قطع شده با ایشون
آیتا صدا هست مشکل نداره صدا هست
آقای حسینی بگید تونتون بگید اصلا نپرسید بگید یا نه فقط بگید
لایف استایل کن بی کانسیدر
ای داده بیداد بازم ای با من موندم والا خیلی عجیبه این مشکل فنیه ایشون خیلی مشکل ویژه‌ایه و میگن که عشق آسان نمود اول ولی افتاد مشکل ها. ایشون شروع که میکنن ماشاءالله خوب یه دفعه با یه صدای قرار صداشون میاد ولی تا میخوان ادامه بدن قطع میشه متاسفانه. حالا دیگه چی بگم نمیدونم. بله خانم اشرفی please go on.
In my opinion, all people have many different lifestyles based on their desires, their expectations of life, these they may their lifestyles may be based on their desires to wealth, health, spirituality, freedom, happiness, and so on. But I think that the most important of these things is the mutahid budan, the moral values and ethics, and somehow moderation, yani اعتدال در
سوال کردید committed, متعهد بودن committed to something. سوال فرمودی من البته نمیخوام بگم چون سوال فرمودی درس کردم ببخشید.
یعنی اینکه در واقع همه اینها خوب هست، یعنی life style should be based on all these things. Freedom is something very good, happiness, wealth, or everything, it is necessary for the life, but people should consider a kind of moderation, yani etedali bein inha bayad vujood dashte bashe, and the most important of all these paybandi be moral values and ethics, they should pay attention to the ethics, it is very important in my opinion.
Yes, yes, absolutely right. Commitment to values is important when it comes to lifestyle. And as you mentioned, people choose lifestyles based on so many issues like their religious values or views, their scientific thinking or understanding of the world. As we mentioned and has spoken about it, their philosophical beliefs, a set of philosophical beliefs they had. They have in their mind, even their mental conditions, their personal factors, mental healthiness. You're absolutely right that we need commitment to morality, and it can moderate our approaches toward different lifestyles. But there is a question. What about a form of lifestyle that is based and not be so moderate, like heavy metalists, a person who prefer to be a heavy metalist, or something like this? Or what about a kind of religious view which makes you systematically somehow radical when it comes to the judgment of others? Of course, you yourself as a heavy metalist, or you yourself as a believer into a religious discourse, doesn't consider yourself radical. But people from the other point of a spectrum, نقطه اونوری تیف, they see you not moderator. For example, a Muslim avoids pork. You know pork? Pork is the meat of pig. So I have this experience of living in several countries, at least for several months in each of them. So in several countries, if you don't follow their habits and not eat pork, okay, they respect you, but really they see you irrational. They consider you with no logic.
They just think you are wasting your life. And I provide you with something so simple. But to see how people are judging us, let me to give you another example about this exact issue. We have Hindus, you know Hindus, people of Hindustan, who are following the religion of Hindu. So these people avoid beef. Beef is the meat of cow. So in our mind, it's something really strange. So their diet is really different. And in so many other issues, I think in a set of speaking about moderation as okay, go on please. Yes, thank you. Go on please.
Excuse me.
Yes, go on please.
Please off your phone. Microphone. Okay.
من بستم آقای حاجی محمدی، بفرمایید صحبت
کسی دیگه ای روشن نیست؟
فکر نمی کنم روشن باشه، چون پنل من نشون میده. اگه کسایی بخوام صحبت کنم پنل شما هم فکر میکنم نشون بده. ولی من میگم اصلا شما صحبت، همه الان که صداتون رو داریم برید دیگه، خوبه صحبت کنید.
خب الان صدا میاد استاد؟ الان صدا میاد؟
بله بله، صدا شما رو داریم، بفرمایید.
بله. I want to talk about life style, but Iranian Islamic lifestyle. Lifestyle can be considered one of the ways to recognize oneself from another, because it causes like-minded and unlike-minded people to be distinguished from each other. It is precisely on this basis that Huntington considers the political success and continuity of American society. Despite the presence of foreigners with different beliefs and cultures, possible only in the light of their identification and in a world Americanization, meaning that people, regardless of their religion and skin color, should live only as Americans. Because since lifestyle gives a specific identity to individuals and groups, it can be effective in uniting the individuals in society. No, we must see whether having a single identity, despite the different ethnicities in our country, is also a necessary for the continuation of the political and cultural life of our nation. The answer is yes. And in this regard, the only factor that can unite all tastes, regardless of ethnicity and taste, is Islam. Therefore, given that Iranian society is Islamic, its lifestyle might also become Iranian Islamic. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Finally, we had your words and you mentioned something really important about different issues about Iranian Islamic lifestyle. And how Iranian Islamic lifestyle is based on so many different issues, and you compare it, at least as I understood, somehow with American lifestyle. So as we know, Iranian Islamic lifestyle is based on faith, on family, on tradition, on so many values, like considering community important in our life. So the key is we need to be respectful when it comes to a variety of different forms of lifestyle with each other. So we have to be respectful. We have to respect other choices, and that's the key point. And we need to see how individuality has represented itself in American lifestyle, as you mentioned. We know in the U.S. people are somehow free to choose their way of lifestyles. So the society, at least when it comes to lifestyle, is open to new forms of fashion, new forms of being presented on the streets, and so many issues like these. So some go to church, others mediate, you know, mediate like yoga. Some don't follow any religion there. So it's okay for their lifestyles, because the society is based on acceptance of the way you prefer to do. And in Iran, some of us are really strict in following Islamic values, some are not. But as I mentioned, we should still listen to each other and respect others. That's the key important issue we have to keep in our mind. And even if we disagree, it doesn't mean we have the right to make an obstacle against others. So we need to improve our tolerance. And in fact, your lifestyle reflects your heart. It reflects your mind. So what reflects someone's heart or mind is important for him or her. So we don't need, or let me say, we don't have the permission to break the heart of others or to be against what seems to be meaningful in the mind of others or for the mind of others. So we need to respect others, and respect creates respect. It's a mutual respect. It's a mutual way. It's a two sides way. When you respect someone, the one respects you as well. Okay. Anyone else wants to take the mic and speak, please? Thank you, Mr. Haj Mohammadi. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
If you may, can I ask a question?
Yes, 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 for sure. Go on. Yeah. You're welcome.
How much of our lifestyle is truly a free choice? And truth, can we resist social pressure to define our own way of life?
Okay, it's a philosophical question. I'm not in the right position to provide you with an absolute final answer. So I can just illustrate what I have in my mind. دوستان illustration یعنی توضیح دادن، روشن کردن، توضیح تفصیلی دادن to speak in detail about something. So I think when it comes to language, we have a limited scope of freedom. A scope یعنی حوزه، مثل telescope، microscope. حالا scope به ویژه در متون فنی معنی حوزه یا مثلا منطقه ارا. We have a scope we have a limited scope of freedom when it comes to considering the role that languages are playing, because languages are structuring our mind, and our free will is somehow a kind of production of different games which are happening within the structures, hidden structures of our language. Of course, there are breaking points by which we can make a risk of trying to be somehow different and exercise, let me call it, some forms of weak free will. But it's really expensive when it comes to our position in a society. So when you try to swim to the completely opposite direction, در مقابل اون مسیر شنا کنید. And I mean by swimming to the opposition direction in terms of values of language. اون ارزش‌های پنهان زبان شناختی رو به چالش بکشید. To challenge hidden values of language that you are living within it. So it is so expensive. And it is so hard. It makes you against the fundamentals of your society, not against orientation or direction or behavior or even social political order of your society, but it puts you in a position which no one can defend you. No one even consider you rational. So that's the only way I think we can exercise our real freedom. And as if I remember the name, okay, I cannot remember. As Popper mentioned, no one can do it. Of course, yes, he was speaking about politics. No one can be a real political man. Because to be a political man, you need to be against your society. And for me, being against the society is reflected to the way that you are trying to bridge the values of your hidden language, اون زبان پنهان دارای ارزش حاکم بر زندگی رو. حالا اینا که دیگه خیلی بحثای متفاوتی میشه و شما سوال اینطوری کردید، منو هم به این قصه ها مبتلا کردید، ولی خب جای گفتنش اینجا نیست. خب let me go forward and have a discussion about something else. We can speak about art, because as we know, art is somehow part of humanities, and we know art doesn't exist in a vacuum. Vacuum means free space, a space without nothing. Nothing means vacuum. جاروبرقی دیگه، vacuuming machine. So art doesn't exist within a vacuum and when there is nothing. Art reflects different forms of our life. Art is in connection with different shapes of our lifestyles. So studying lifestyles is really essential and crucial and really important for art, and not only for art but also for artists. I mean, as a scholar in the field of art, you need to focus on lifestyle, and as an artist, your lifestyle is so important. Artists are presenting themselves by their lifestyles, and as you know, lifestyles of artists are somehow innovative and avant-garde and creative and different. So because it's part of their artistic world and life, so lifestyle is the source of inspiration. As we know, art is about inspiration. And you know, the gap between reality and inspiration is what art really is about it. And as an artist, you are supposed to capture the spirit of your time. Capture the spirit, yani روح زمانتون رو بخوابید. روح زمانه رو دریابید. این هنرمند ویژگیش اینه دیگه، با مثلا آدمای معمولی فرقش اینه که خیلی در زمان زندگی میکنه، زمان رو لمس میکنه. بله بله، درست فهمیدید. He's the son of his time or he's the daughter of her time. So he or she is supposed to understand fashion, to understand different forms of lifestyles, different rituals, different forms of being presented on the streets. So streets are important for artists. For me, as a person who is working in an academia, streets are not so important. I can do whatever I want, and my choices are really limited. So no one pay attention to me. But if I was an artist, just many photos of my walking in a normal way on the side of a street, on a pedestrian bridge, for example, یه پل عابر پیاده, can get released on internet and everyone could see it. So it's about a street or cultural issues. We know from punk music to street art, many forms, many fashions of art movements has taken place and has made their own dominant lifestyle. دوستان dominant یعنی چیره. Lifestyle چیره, dominant lifestyle. مثلا کسانی که در هنر یک سبکی رو پرورش میدن, پروموت میکنن, lifestyle های خودشون رو دارن. اونا dominant lifestyle اونا هست. مثلا ممکنه کسانی که در موزیکی های underground کار میکنن یه جور لباس بپوشن, کسانی که متالیستن یه جور لباس بپوشن, کسایی که مثلا موزیک کانتری کار میکنن, حالا من خیلی بلد نیستم ولی به هر حال اینطوریه دیگه. تو برگردیم به کار خودمون. حالا in the discipline of art as a part of humanities, we are supposed to study these forms of lifestyles and make somehow, let me say, somehow connection between them and their context. Of course, it means to go towards sociology, but as you know, art has connection with sociology and sociology with art, and this kind of connections in humanities are really normal. So we know symbols are really important. In fact, the gap between meaning and symbol are important for art. When you make a tattoo, when you direct a theater, when you produce a movie, in all these forms of art, symbols are speaking, and people are speaking through symbols, and meaning is meant to be reflected, to be projected via symbols. So when you are making a movie, you are supposed to see the ordinary lifestyle choices of normal people as something important. So we can speak about these kind of issues forever. I don't want to just waste your time. Of course, I have noted future visions, we can speak about future visions. In, as you know, in art, future visions are really important. As you know, utopian art and image in French language or image theories are important when it comes to thinking about future visions. And of course, so many different issues. Okay, let me go a little faster forward. Okay, we can speak about history and lifestyle. So beyond these big events, like battles, like politics, still there were societies in the historical time. And as historian, we can focus on this form of historiography, social history. So we can speak about how people used to eat, how people used to eat, sorry, how people used to dress, how people used to work, how people used to celebrate different ceremonies, celebrate their life, let me say. And this kind of history is really important nowadays. So there are so many hidden stories waiting for us in history. We have to go and capture them, go and find them and illustrate them. So the everyday forms of lifestyle of ordinary people in the history is really valuable because it says something really important about our history. So by focusing on this form of historiography, we have a new chance to go deeper inside the way that our social life used to be. And it will let us to know who we are nowadays. And it also can help us to create a future based on the way that we used to be and the way that we are nowadays. So change over time can get understood by comparing different forms of lifestyle across centuries, across decades. And it can say to us now different factors like technology, like morality, modern morality, modern technology, like modern politics, like even modern philosophy, how these issues have changed us. Now we are people with different definition, with different forms of existence. So that's what history can capture it by focusing of ordinary lifestyle of people in the history. And also it can say something about our cultural survival. Why we Iranians still are in connection with Iranians several centuries ago. So this cultural survival through traditions, through recipes, still we used to eat gourmet sabzi after maybe centuries, I don't know. So how this cultural survival is a part of our lifestyle today? And how our crafts, we have rich tradition of craft making. If you go to the city of Isfahan, Ali Ghafur, you can see how rich is our tradition in terms of crafts making. How it has survived during so many wars, during so many foreign empires, Mongols invaded Iran. So how these crafts, these recipes, these traditions have survived, how people could manage to preserve their identity, or from the other side, how people's identity changed across the time. So this kind of great, important, crucial questions can get addressed by focusing on ordinary lifestyles, different aspects of ordinary lifestyles of people in the history, don't consider it something with no importance. Ordinary lifestyle is like a closed book. If you open it, so many information is kept inside it. And it has lessons for today. So understanding our past lifestyles can say something really important about us, to us, like about the sustainability of our culture. Our culture is among most sustainable culture across the world. It's what I have in my mind, and if we have time in another occasion, I will speak about it. Why our society is such a sustainable cultural issue. So the sustainability of our culture in دوستان میدونن این واژه ها دیگه من نمیگم sustainability یعنی پایداری. Sustainability of our community, sustainability of our habits, sustainability of our tradition. So we can have lessons for today when we study our lifestyle in the history. Let me say something, I don't know you accept it or not. I think history without focusing on lifestyle is just half the story. It's not the complete story. You know, let me explain it. Classical approach toward history says that you have to focus on politics. You have to focus on big issues. You have to focus on big wars. You have to focus on change of power. You have to focus on change of governments. But I think it's just half of the story. History cannot tell the story, cannot be a good storyteller if just focus on these forms of events. Yes, they are important, but they are not enough important to fill the whole scope of history. A good historian is the one who gives himself, who gives herself and his or her audiences a great space or chance to understand or to study about lifestyles of people in the history, because it says another important half of the history. Okay, we can speak about linguistics and its need to study lifestyle. I don't know, do we have time or not? Let me check my watch. I don't know really. Okay, we don't have time because we need to speak about the topic of our next session. So it seems that it's better to abandon our discussion at this point and speak about that issue. خب دوستان برای جلسه بعد چه موضوعی رو صلاح میدونید؟
سبک زندگی ایرانی ها رو استاد میخواهید بیشتر در موردش صحبت بکنیم و اینکه چه تغییراتی مثلا داشته و علوم انسانی هم بر این تغییرات چه تأثیراتی داشته توی این دوره معاصر؟
اگه دوستان بخوان موضوع خوبیه، چون سبک زندگی خیلی جای کار داره. اگه دوستان بخوان، من دوست دارم، بستگی به عزیزم داره. اگر میخواید دوستان اعلام نظر بفرمایید، یا اگر هم با این موضوع موافق نیستید موضوع دیگر پیشنهاد بدید، ولی به هر حال موضوع بدی نیست. خسته میترسم بشید همش سبک زندگی. من دوست دارم هر بار یه موضوع بگیم که اگر زبان خودش اونقدر مثلا برای دوستان جالب نیست به دلیل اینکه متفاوت هست با یه گفتگوی ساده به زبان خودمون، دست کم اطلاعات که رد و بدل میشه یک ایجاد جذابیتی بکنه. ولی من مشکلی ندارم و فکرم میکنم موضوع بدی نباشه. دوستان دیگه هم
مثلا تاثیرات خود همین بحثام که داشتیم، حالا مثلا بحث اقتصاد هست، حجاب هستش، نمیدونم حکمرانی که مثلا تو جمهوری اسلامی یا قبلش مثلا وجود داشته، شاید بحث جالبی هم باشه. بحث روزم هست.
البته یه نکته بگم، ما همیشه ابتدا برای اینکه بعد از بحث کردنمون ممکنه دوستان چیزایی مثل الان موضوعاتی که شما فرمودید به ذهنشون برسه، ما یه قراری با هم گذاشتیم که همیشه نیم ساعت اول جلسه بعدیمون به موضوع جلسه قبل اونم با مباحث دوستان بپردازیم. یعنی این رو میتونیم، یعنی در این قالب هم میتونیم به همه این مباحثی که شما فرمودید بپردازیم و مثلا توضیحاتی رو بدید. منتها باز اگه میخواید کلن جلسه بعد به سبک زندگی هم بپردازیم میشه، ولی میتونیم هم اون نیم ساعت اولش رو طبق قرارمون هم شما هم من، بیشتر شما دیگه، میدونید من دنبال بهانه هستم که عزیزان هم بیشتر یک مجالی پیدا بشه و مطالبی رو بفرمایید. حتی اگر مثلا این مطالب رو آماده هم کرده باشید خیلی بازم خوبه، نشون میده زحمت کشیدید و یه تلاش کردید، یعنی هیچ بدی من در این نمیبینم. و مثلا بعضی وقتا کلمات هم دقیق بیان نمیشه، اصلا مسئله این نیست، حالا یه کلمه است ان شاءالله بعدا درست میشه، مسئله اینه که باید ما درگیر بشیم دیگه، میدونید. یه حالا اگر دوستان موافقن که این موضوع باشه بفرمایید، اگرم میخواید یه موضوع دیگه باشه، نیم ساعت اول رو 40 دقیقه اول رو میتونیم به همین موضوعی که آقای دسپولی عزیز فرمودن بپردازیم. دوستان اظهار نظر بفرمایید که دیگه به تصمیم برسیم. من الان میتونم هم ببینم، اومدم به اینجایی که نوشته رو هم میبینم، اگر میخواید بنویسید یا میخواید بفرمایید، هر جور که صلاح میدونید. والامر الیکم محمد یزدی. آقای محمد امین، فامیلی شریفشون هم آقای کشاورز، کشاورز حداد فرمودن رسانه خوبه. دوستان دیگه هم حالا بفرمایند، هم روی موضوعی که آقای دسپولی فرمودن، هم روی موضوعی که آقای محمد امین کشاورز فرمودن.
استاد من هم با این موافقم که همون نیم ساعت 40 دقیقه اولش رو به همین موضوع اختصاص بدیم و هفته پیشم در مورد علوم انسانی و رسانه فرمودید، اونم به نظرم موضوع بدی نمیتونه باشه. بازم صلاح میدونم.
نه من ما قرار بود در مورد رسانه حرف بزنیم یا فقط به عنوان، یعنی من اشتباه کردم، من به ذهنم مونده بود که قرار در مورد سبک زندگی حرف بزنیم.
نه موضوع که انتخاب کردیم یکیش همین سبک زندگی بود، شما فرمودین که خب موضوعهای مختلفی هست، میتونیم در مورد رسانه هم حرف بزنیم.
بله.
اگر باز موضوع پیشنهادی دیگه هم دارید که خب بفرمایید. به نظر من همین نیم ساعت 40 دقیقه اول کافیه که در مورد سبک زندگی هم صحبت کنیم، بازم هر چیز که دوستان نظرشون باشه.
لطف سایت شما
خواهش می‌کنم. همین رسانه با سبک زندگی هم ارسال پیدا می‌کنن، سوشال مدیاها مثلا با این لایف استایل، یا مثلا تأثیری که خود رسانه حالا به عنوان برودکست میتونه باشه، یا میگم همین سوشال مدیاها رو سبک زندگی هم به نظرم بحث خوب، یعنی یه در واقع کانکشنی دارن.
خب خیلی هم عالی. خب اگه خود شما که ایده رو پیش کشیدید اینطوری گفتید، می‌فرمایید دوستانم می‌بینم الان رسانه دو تا، رسانه خود شما هم که اومدید به سمت رسانه سه تا و چهار، او خانم اشرفی هم که فرمودم. خب پس حالا همین، پس به همین صورت که قرارمون در واقع از قبل هم بوده، چشم. پس جلسه بعد انشاءالله در مورد مدیا و رسانه صحبت میکنیم. البته طبق قرار هر جلسه نیم ساعت 40 دقیقه اولش هر چقدر دوستان بخوان، با محوریت دوستان البته، من هم عرض میکنم ولی محوریت دوستان، میتونیم در مورد سبک زندگی و اون جوانبی که دوستمون هم فرمودن آقای دسپولی میتونیم صحبت بکنیم. بسیار هم عالی. من هفته بعد یک شنبه مشهدم، ولی حتما سعی میکنم انشالله کلاسمون برگزار بشه، فکرم میکنم مشکلی نباشه. حالا به هر حال دیگه اینترنتی که از طریق تلفن میشه تأمینش کرد و قاعدتا اون هتل هم که ما هستیم فضای بدی نباشه، بتونیم اونجا انشالله جلسه‌مون رو برگزار. خیلی احتمالش کم نشه، ولی حالا اگر هم یه وقت خدای نکرده نشود که دیگه باید دوستان ببخشن. خب منم تشکر میکنم از عزیزان، بهترین آرزو رو برای دوستان دارم و انشالله که جلسه خوبی بوده باشه و جلسات خوبی هم در پیش داشته باشیم. خداحافظی میکنم از دوستان آزاد، هم این مرکز آموزش آزاد هم میخوام که این ضبط رو ببندن تا ما متوجه بشیم که دوستان هم